the other day. I think that the timing of this is particularly unfortunate, and I think it's a serious consideration to the motivation that the Chinese have. I'm inclined to think it's to use us in connection with the China Board.
Oh.
Yeah. You see, first they're having serious problems. Nobody knows what the problems are, but apparently it's some kind of an internal squabble politically in their country. And secondly, the vote is coming up just about the time Henry would be there. Now, we are going to have one hell of a fight on our hands to win that. At the moment, we're behind. We're going to lose by about 2 votes. If you see the conservative senators have come out and said that if we lose it, they're going to quit the support of the United Nations. They're going to vote against financing and so forth. So there's a great deal of interest in the outcome, and it'll build up in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I think if Henry was there, the announcement was made, he was there at the time of the vote, everyone would think we were deliberately undercutting our own effort. There's suspicion that we're not serious about it anyway. Now we've gotten the Japanese on board and Australians and New Zealanders and so forth. So I think I think it would really be a serious mistake as far as timing's concerned. I talked to Henry about if we could delay it until after the vote, Chinese representation vote, the announcement, then I think it'd be fine. And Henry suggested we have somebody from the State Farm go with him. I think that's a good idea, and we can work that out mutually. But I think that the announcement now and Henry's presence there at the time of the vote would be a very, very serious mistake. But particularly because there's no reason for it. I mean, if we don't take the trip until February, you still, in November, you've got 4 months. You have November, December, January, and February. So there isn't any real hurry. And I think that the charge would be made that we've been used by the Chinese. Expected, it's not unusual, but I think we want to be particularly careful that we don't put ourselves in a position so politically here at home it looks as if we're double dealing. And I think we have made a serious effort in the UN, and George Bush is working his tail off. So I feel that everyone would say that this is undercutting our position. Can we just put it off for a month or 3 weeks or just until after the vote? See, that still gives you, as I say, 4 months.
Very, because all we're going to do there is to, say, we're just go out and regular.
fact that he is there and he came.
Plus the fact, Mr. President, that if it were people that were just making arrangements for the trip as such, advancement would be no problem. But Henry's presence is going to be looked at as sort of a mini summit. Particularly if he's there 4 days, so everyone is going to say, well, listen, he isn't there to make arrangements for television or something. He's there to talk substance. And it'll look as...
When will the vote take place, sir?
Well, just about the time Henry's there.
That's the first... Any time between the 28th and the 1st is what I get from you people.
Well, yeah, it's probably going to start, the debate's probably going to start around the 16th or 17th, something like that, and those will be the
critical times. 19th to the 28th is what you people saw this morning.
So that if you announced it and you said in November, confusing time, say, they're going to make arrangements for the trip, I don't think that would cause any particular trouble. And I would think that we could
say... One of the real problems, though, is, you know, here is a line. You had this problem with the Russians, but you're going to bring in and say, we'd like to get an answer tomorrow, but here the whole goddamn thing's got to be done, as you know, through...
Yeah, but they'll understand. I think we've got to let them know that we're intelligent, and they know perfectly well that if Henry's there at that time, it'll hurt us on the road. And if he's there, we lose it, that'll be blamed, his presence even...
The announcement, though, does not bother you.
No.
I think there is a problem because of the other, it may be that the other problem also is not, you see, but the problem with the delay of announcement, I think would be extremely difficult for me because of this, but let's put it this way, which is often there. So if the Soviet announcement of a Soviet firm date is made, before anything further said on China, it's going to look back on that. And also, we're going to have a time explaining this to the election about China.
As far as I'm concerned, November 10th is as good as October 20th.
Yeah.
There's no interest in that one way or the other.
Do you think that's a possibility of something? What is today?
Careful, so in our dealing with them, not to put ourselves in a position where they always have an advantage.
That's true.
I mean, after all, they're our enemies, there's no doubt about that. And if, you know, the suspicion has been on the part of some of the of those who oppose us that we are in a weak negotiating position, that we are so anxious to be certain that the trip takes place that we're willing to make concessions.
Yeah, we should
avoid that.
Thinking out loud here. Here for IMF or something. I don't know.
Of course,
I'm just thinking. Well, let's think about it. Let's do a little cogitating about it. Let's see if we can think of a way to get at it. I know the problem. As I said, normally it wouldn't have been any problem if the vote was going to come later. As a matter of fact, when they raised it in August, because you're aware of all this stuff, because I mean, just look at it, when they raised it in August, they were talking about what?
Well, at first, the reason why it isn't so obvious that they're playing us is, first, there was talk about September. Then, that slipped, and then 10th of August was the second week of October. That was sort of talked about in August, and then dropped. No one picked it up again until these communications, which made it concrete, which I showed you, which came in about 10 days ago.
Of course, at that time, you weren't really sure when how soon the trip was coming.
Exactly. And so at that time, we were still playing with the idea of the trip in December.
Yes.
So that's it. What we gave them in September.
Yeah, but they haven't agreed with it yet.
No, they want to do that.
That's right.
Because they, for their own reason,
they are considering. Now, what I meant is they have an encrypting. That's something that's to be
whether they would like to pretend that all that's discussed, they have also an interest to pretend that no substance is discussed.
There's no, well, that could be, if an announcement for me, that has to be
think the difficulty
is the way around.
I think the problem is aggravated by the time that elapsed between Henry's trip and your trip. If it turns out to be 4 months, and that's what we're thinking about, then everybody's going to say, why did you go so soon? Because it almost looks as if we were suckers for them to do it right at the time that we've got the most important issue between us coming to a vote. If we could justify it on the ground, we had to do it because it's a time factor, but
let's do a little cognitive work so we're going to get through with that. You're going to see the ring?
Yeah. Camisa. That one's in the county.
Yeah. Just keep the Middle East Daniel. They need us. What I meant is, I have a feeling in my talk with him that there are at least two reasons that they're, two things that they want from us. Only one is the China thing. What is it? And the second is the Middle East. They really are worried about the damn place. I get it. But I met in the prior conversation, he talked about the Middle East a great deal. You know, that branching up, particularly with others and that sort. And I think it's very important that you,
when you say Daniel, what do you mean? He's going to pass the word.
Gromyko was trying to push us from yesterday into the position of saying, can I say,
well, sure, if you're more confident,
I didn't say that. And I think that's pretty clear.
Well, you're going to hold it on that. Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
All right, you're fine.
But there's no question, I shouldn't. Let me see what I can do. One thing, I met with my people who were on that trip with General Haig this morning. And actually they are very optimistic, including myself, about the domestic situation in Vietnam. They say the chief threat there comes from us, not from the Vietnamese. Q has never been stronger, and has the country under really tight, under a tight grip. They all agree that Burger ought to be pulled out of there. That he's been the guy who's been pushing Kiev. And he's about to leave anyway. And I think that Bunker needs somebody